your father paid a lot of attention to detail.
Yes,
tell us this. He was a detail man. And even though he didn't work the ranch, he was very on top of everything in detail.
He was pretty much on top of what he knew anything about.
There's a story at Philmont about a tree that he had moved several times.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell Tony?
He was very interested in landscaping, and he had both homes. The home in Philmont had a pretty nice yard in it. The one in Philbrook, you've seen it. You know, it had quite a yard, and, you know, he did a lot with that yard. Sometimes he had a tree already there, and he wants to move it from there to here, which was quite a project. You know, in those days, we had to do it with a team and a wagon and horses and pull it out of the hole, dig a big hole and box it up and jack it up, move it out of there. But anyway, he had several trees, and he'd think, well, the tree's there, but I'd really rather have it over here. So he moved it every once in a while. They'd move them more than once, the same tree. Well, this one deal, he happened to be moving it, and he said, Tony, I want to move this tree from here to here. And Tony kind of, you know, he'd already moved it, you know, and moved a lot of trees for Dad. And he kind of grinned, and he said, Mr. Phillips, you know, this is where that tree was to start with. Dad told that story on himself.
Well, both of you now, if you had young people listening to you, any words of advice in life and jobs or pursuit of happiness that you would care to offer?
Try to find what you really love doing. Not everybody can do it. But if you can, work at that, because you'll enjoy it and the money will take care of itself.
I think that's good advice for anybody.
It was for both of you.
Well,
I mean,
life is actually reasonably short, which, particularly when you get my age, you realize how short it is. And it's pretty nice to work at something. Everybody should be working at something. I don't believe in people just sitting around. But it's very important to be working at something that you're really interested in. You'll do a better job of it, for one thing. You'll get a lot more satisfaction out of it. And, well, I just think that's a very important thing.
I can't imagine anything worse than to work all your life in a job that you hated.
Yeah.
Do something that you enjoy doing, just like you're doing and we're all trying to do.
And you worked the ranch till you were 75 years old,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Sure did. As a cowboy.
Enjoyed every bit of it. Enjoyed every bit of it.
Do you now, at 91, do you like to go out and visit the ranch at all, or are you just not interested now? You live here in Amarillo now?
And well, I enjoy seeing a ranch, somebody else's ranch and what they're doing, and I still enjoy that. We go to Philmont a couple of times a year, and I always enjoy going out there and seeing what they're doing out there. Sometimes I approve of what they're doing, sometimes I don't. When I don't, I usually keep my mouth shut. Or if it's really bad, I'll go ahead and express it myself.
So if you had to do it all over again, Virginia?
I would love to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And live just the way we lived and count our blessings that we could do it.
Yeah.
Not everyone is that fortunate.
Yeah. I think we feel pretty good about our past life.
Yeah.
Most of it. Some people say, God, I wish I hadn't have done this. I can't say that too much. Most of my life I've done pretty much kind of what I was interested in, and I can't say that I'd do it much differently. And I'm not trying to brag on myself what a hell of a good job I did, but as far as I'm concerned, it suited me pretty well.
Yep. This is a funny question out of clear blue. What was it? Did you have a favorite horse, and what was the name of your favorite horse?
Oh, well, not necessarily. I had several favorite
horses. You had several of them?
Yeah. Like if you had five children, which one's your favorite child?
Okay.
You know, that's like it.
They were as meaningful to you almost as children, weren't they?
Yes. Well, I think Old Buck was probably my favorite horse.
Old horse that I had. An old stallion that was a really good horse. No question about that.
Now, I like to ride that horse.
She rode him. Got along good with him.
So you enjoyed riding horses, too?
Up until the children came, I did quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
But after they came, there was no time.
Well, I want to thank you both for giving to this, and just fortunate to have met you both. And this legacy now will be on a website so that people can hear the history of Phillips family and of your family forever and ever because of today's technology.